Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A mild evening is settling in across Jerusalem, with temperatures dropping gently. In Tel Aviv, the day remains warm, ideal for a stroll along the beach. In Haifa, the skies are clear, making it a pleasant night for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, Israel and Lebanon are nearing an agreement on the entry of the Lebanese army into areas from which the IDF will withdraw. Concerns persist in Jerusalem over sabotage attempts by Iran and Hezbollah. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just in, Gulf states brace for Iran following recent agreements. Analysts suggest the deal may reduce tensions temporarily, but fails to address concerns over Iran's regional influence. Also this hour, Walla reports a Quds force commander has threatened Israel, stating if Israel does not withdraw from Lebanon voluntarily, it will face defeat. Separately, from I-24 News, earlier today, an IDF reservist was killed in an operational accident in southern Lebanon. Another soldier was moderately injured when a vehicle overturned. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This move risks unraveling negotiations and could reignite conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Sarah Nadav expressed her frustration just minutes ago, sharing her experiences with both male and female doctors, noting that life-saving diagnosis often came from female doctors. Open source intel reported 15 minutes ago that a federal judge blocked Trump's executive order on mail-in voting. And AIPAC posted earlier today thanking Senator Rubio for his support. Let's go deeper, starting with the developments between Israel and Lebanon. According to Israel Hayom, negotiations are close to allowing the Lebanese army into regions vacated by the IDF. However, there's significant unease in Jerusalem about potential interference from Iran and Hezbollah. This concern may impact future peace efforts in the region. Turning to the Gulf states' stance on Iran, the Jerusalem Post explains that while recent agreements might ease tensions, they don't address the underlying issues of Iran's influence. This oversight could lead to persistent instability in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the threat from the Quds force adds a layer of complexity. As reported by Walla, the commander's warning comes amid ongoing negotiations. Such rhetoric could heighten tensions and affect the withdrawal process. In a related development, the IDF reservist's death in Lebanon casts a shadow on current operations. I-24 News details that the accident occurred earlier today. Such incidents underline the risks faced by military personnel during sensitive operations. Finally, the missile strike by Iran, reported by Axios, represents a severe escalation. This action risks derailing peace talks and could trigger a broader military response from Israel. The impact on regional stability is significant. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel is developing combat capabilities from space. The defense minister highlights new challenges for defense industries, focusing on rapid launch systems. Separately, CTEC reveals that Nochi Dankner, once Israel's most powerful businessman, is facing bankruptcy proceedings. The courts are overseeing the sale of his inherited assets. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights how Rishon LeZion is strengthening its role as a commercial hub. The 10-00 complex is central to its transformation as a business powerhouse. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.